Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And we're glad to be here. Memorial Day. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And we're joined in the studio by our little veteran of wildness. And he's made it through the whole time with us, Frosty.
Good morning. How's it going?
You're doing good, Frosty. You looking okay?
Thank you.
You feel kind of rested up?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Did a lot of driving this weekend.
Oh, where'd you go?
Went to the Bay Area.
Did you see any concerts or anything?
I actually went to my cousin's graduation in Oakland.
Oh, that was a nice thing for you to do.
Right.
Graduation time.
Yeah, it was the Paramount Theater in Oakland. I'd never been there before.
Oh, cool.
It's a nice place.
Oh, great. And speaking of being great, here's my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. And this is Memorial Day. If you're tuning in this morning and you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make any of the Memorial Day functions, if you do anything, get up and go get your flag. I'm sure everybody has a flag. And put it outside. Let's get patriotic. And something we're going to be doing today with our show. Our show is going to be dedicated to what, Carl? You're looking at me. Let's tell them what it is.
I always look at you. To our veterans. You know, today is a holiday for most people. And as it is here in the station. This is a holiday for us, but Linda and I would never miss a chance of being on the airwaves on Memorial Day, because this is the time that we can thank our veterans. And that's what we want you all to do. All of our veterans, families of veterans, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, call us today. If you've got somebody over there, if they're deployed now in harm's way or just deployed or your family's in the service, give us a call and say, hey, you know, my son's over here, my daughter's, you know, deployed. Or, hey, my dad fought in World War II or my dad fought in Korea or my mom was in, you know, during Vietnam. Give us a call so we can thank them, so tell them what heroes they are.
This is your time to memorialize, even if it's it doesn't matter, your neighbor, your gardener, somebody who did something heroic. A wonderful thing that was a veteran that served this country. You know, the other day we were talking about voting. Yesterday, actually, we wanted to thank again the Color Guard.
That's right. Semper Fi, too. But we'll talk about that, too. But right now we're going to take a break. But this show is dedicated to our veterans. Tomorrow we're going to take on the establishment. But today it's our veterans.
221-1402.
Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Memorial Day, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Randall, good morning.
Thank you. I love it.
Veterans, and especially my dad, who fought in the Korean War. He's a sharpshooter. He could shoot the eye out of a squirrel at 50 yards. He grew up in Arkansas like me. But I want you guys to think, maybe this is a subject, of what it means to be free. Do people even realize what that means? Take a half hour and realize what you can do with your freedom, because this is not normal. Just slavery is the norm that has been in the world. So I think that people need to think about what freedom means and sit down and turn off everything and think about what it means and be ready to fight for it again if we need to.
You know, Randall, what you're saying is absolutely right. There's places in the world that little girls can't go to school.
I know.
Women can't vote. That they still have, you know, they sell women and children into sexual slavery, that people need, that the big thing here in our country is we need our grandparents and our parents to sit down with those kids right now.
Absolutely.
And explain to them just what Memorial Day is. That it started in 1868 and it was called Decoration Day. That's right. And the idea behind it is that so many people have fought and died and bled for this country to keep it as strong as it is and as free as it is.
That's right.
That's why we have today off. It's not to have a baseball game.
Or
it's not to have a hot dog.
Get drunk.
Yeah.
You know, we traced our relatives all the way back to the Revolutionary War. I've got folks that have fought in every war except the Vietnam War, including the War 1812, you name it. And we paid a high price for this. And like I said, every one of my relatives have spilled blood. And it's something that I take very serious. And I don't think that people take it very serious enough. And I think we're getting close to slavery again.
The thing we have to guard against is losing our individual freedoms. And they're being chipped away little by little. And it's kind of like the old camel putting his nose in the tent.
It's called Fabian socialism, incrementalism, one step at a time. Otherwise, we'll wake up and beat the hell out of them.
Well, I tell you, what we've got to do is just be alert. And today, pay homage to those heroes that have gone before us.
And they are heroes. It's not the people getting paid millions of dollars on TV who can hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's the people, like you say, who have signed up and have put their lives on the line. And
how about
for me. And I thank you, too, for doing the yeomanship that you're doing by bringing this to the forefront.
Well, you know, today we have the honor of going to two of the ceremonies, one at 10 o'clock at Longcrest and then at 12 o'clock at Memorial Park. And it is an honor to be there.
Absolutely.
And Carl will be the keynote speaker, but we'll have a Medal of Honor winner.
Wow. Recipient there.
Flyover.
Yeah,
it's
you know, to me, it's an honor to be asked even to sit on the dais with those heroes.
I went, the first year I was up here in 01 after we moved up here, I went to one of the first one that had the flyover. I tell you what, the back of my hair stood up on my neck. It was just overwhelming patriotism swelled up inside of me, and suddenly I thought I had a chest again.
Well.
Instead of a stomach.
Hey, Randall, thanks so much for your phone
Take
call.
Care, buddy.
You
Bye-bye.
Bet. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, Daniel, today is Memorial Day, so it's a great day. We can honor our heroes.
You know, that's how I'm looking at it also. I want to thank my uncle. He was a sergeant major. He fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and he was the last prisoner of war released from the Korean War.
Wow.
And I want to thank my father, who was in the Korean War as a flyer.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the 980th MP Company in the Army.
Daniel, you're a hero, as is the rest of your family there. You know, what you did was you joined the military. When you did, you wrote that check. And it says, I hope and I pray that they never cash this check because it's not money, it's my life. But so be it. I have put myself out there to defend this country.
Well, I was in during the Iran hostage crisis.
Well, that crisis right there, everybody was ready to go because, of course, I was in too. And we were ready to rock on that one. But our leadership found it more, more defensible or more appealing to sit there and have our people held hostage for 444 days.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think, you know, and to this day, and I don't want to get into politics, but I think that we are still suffering from that, from what happened during that administration. We're still fighting terrorists that started during that time frame. But, Daniel, thank you so much, and thank you for your service and your family's service. You're all heroes.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to speak to you today.
Thanks very much, Daniel. Our pleasure.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, then we're going to come back, and we've got people on the lines. You know, the thing about Memorial Day is, you know, we can talk about it's music and it's hot dogs and it's, you know, it's go out to Whiskey Town Lake. But you know what it is? It's a bunch of veterans riding as fast as they can across the heartland of this country, taking the fallen, taking remains of three of our heroes back to Arlington to be interred. And we're going to talk about that when we get back along with the rest of our callers. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on Memorial Day. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is this Robert Burrows?
Yes.
Good morning,
we,
Rob.
We played that Navy song just for you there, Rob.
Thank you very much. Hey, I'm calling in for memory of my father, who was a gunner's mate during World War II on a Liberty ship, transporting Marines and supplies across the South Pacific. And I'm calling for my son, who is a Marine with the 17, serving in Bahariya, Iraq today.
Wow.
Carrying on the tradition of our family and serving this country.
You know, a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Robert Burrows here is starting or is in the process of building the Northern California Veterans Museum up here. But most people don't know is that Robert Burrows and I were in Camp Fallujah at the same time back in 2006, 2007, when things were just a little more active than they are now.
Very active.
Very active. So, Rob, it's a great thing that you do and that your son does and that your father did, as did my father and mother and our family. So
and my dad.
And your and Linda's father. So, you know, it's a great thing, Rob, and it's a great thing that you're doing with the museum.
They set the example for us to move forward, and they also set the way for us to enjoy the freedoms that we have today.
And things, these freedoms that I pray and hope that we don't lose sight of, that we just don't let them just kind of be frittered away, just chipped away at. We've got to stand there. We've got to say, we've got to stand for these freedoms. We've got to stand for our independence. And if we don't, they will be taken away.
You know, and with this society we have today, it may not be the most popular thing to do, but, you know, the right thing is the right thing, and you got to stand up and do the right thing.
Yeah, it's not politically correct. You know, so what? Kiss our independent people's top of our heads or something. Anyway, Rob, thanks a lot.
Well, just a reminder, there's three memorial services today, one at 10 a.m. this morning at Longcrest Memorial Park.
Right.
One on the hill at 12 o'clock at the Upper Cemetery, and then at Igo this evening at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock there, that's going to be a big one, too. We're going to have a flyover, the one at the
noon.
At noon, and probably a skydiver coming in there. So 10 and 12, and then at 6 o'clock tonight. Three places that people can go to. Cut loose from your hot dogs and hamburgers, people, and go out and pay your respects to those who have died for this country. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Carl and Ed.
Thank you.
Neil, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, I was class of 69, and there was lots of stuff going on, you know, over Vietnam and protests and stuff. And honestly, I really didn't know exactly what was happening. But life has brought me to this point to where when I see somebody who I know is serving our country, I walk up and I go, hey, thank you. And I shake their hand and just say, I want you to know my life is good. And it's because of guys like you and girls like you that have given everything, put it all on the line and served their country. I tell you what, I love this country and I love the people who have put it all on the line for that. So for all of you that are listening, thank you. Thank you, thank you. My name is Neil Jones. Thank you for serving our country.
Wow.
Hey, Neil, thanks so much for your phone call.
That's all I got to say. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, thank Neil. You know, what Neil's done is absolutely the thing to do to our warriors. You see them. It's simple. Just go over and shake their hand. You know, you don't have to pay homage or anything, but you just go over and shake their hand and say thanks.
It could be in uniform at the airport. We did that the other day. We were, I can't remember where we were flying to or from, but we walked right over. The guys were in their utilities.
Yeah.
And we walked over there and said, thank you for your service.
Well, that's all you need to do is just that. And you know, it's appreciated. Or any veteran. There's veterans out there. You see them. You see it. Give them a hug. Go down to Tobacco and Brew. They're always around there. And go down and hug one of those old reprobates wearing the leathers, because every one of them is a veteran. So just give them a hug and say, hey, thanks for what you did.
How about the guy selling hot dogs? Okay, we're leaving Reno on the bike, and there's a guy on the side of the street. We're going a back route. We're not sure we're on the right road. So we pull off. There's a hot dog stand out in the middle of, you know, just like a, I don't know, it's just a dirt road. And there's a flag flying, and we said, are we on the right way to get to 395 or whatever? And you looked at this guy and you said, "Thank you for your service, sir." And his eyes welled up and he said, "I was in World War II. I was a gunny. You bet. I love the service." And I mean, it was amazing. That guy felt so proud. He wanted to share for a moment with us his experiences. So thank you for the guy on the street selling hot dogs.
Absolutely.
For your service.
John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl Linda. How are you this morning?
Great.
Fine.
Hey, I'd like to pay my respects and my love eternally to my uncle, Lieutenant Colonel John K. Gullickson. He has passed away shortly after service, but he was part of the 1st F-16 squadrons, the SR-71, and the 810 Warthog when he had finished, and he was a wonderful uncle. He was my godfather. I'd also like to say to my Aunt Lila, his wife, she's a fantastic woman, a great, great Air Force wife. God bless all of them.
Well, you know, thanks a lot, John, because, you know, we became intimately acquainted with the Warthogs during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And you know, thank you so much for calling.
Hey, have a great day, you guys. God bless.
You bet.
God bless.
Thank you, John. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is Memorial Day. This is the time to call us. Thank the ones in your family. Thank the veterans. 221-1402, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS, 221-1402. We're taking your calls. Today's Memorial Day, obviously. Put your flag out. Do something. Thank a veteran. And what we're doing right now is taking your calls so you can thank the guy next door, your uncle, your aunt, your neighbor, your gardener, whoever has served this country is your chance to say it out loud. Don't be shy. Just call in and give them a pat on the back and a love.
And speaking of pats on the back, here's a few we were going to give. How about Simplified 2 with Rick Boatwright, Tony, and Todd?
Thank you.
These gentlemen, these Marines, and there's a couple more of them, volunteer. And I mean completely volunteer. And they go out to every service they can possibly go to at IGO or any place. And they either do the 21-gun salute, or they carry the flag. They are there to honor any veteran that has died and is being interred with honors. They don't, you know, nobody has forced them into it. Nobody's told them to do it. This is something they have done out of the love of their hearts for their veterans and for our country. Rick Boatwright, Todd and Tony, I don't, you know, I've got your names mixed up someplace in here, but I just want to thank you all. Y'all were at Reading Christian Fellowship Church yesterday because the church has a really great Memorial Day service, and they presented the colors for that during the
both services.
Both services, and just I really want to thank you all so much. Thank you.
They mean it.
They mean
show
it.
Up and they mean it.
Yeah, Roberta. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Roberta.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for what you guys do, and I'm glad you're there today on Memorial Day.
Thank
we
you.
Would not have missed it.
Yep.
And I'm thankful. I'm thinking even of our founding fathers who stood up against the British Empire to fight for liberty.
That's
and
right.
Freedom and provided us with this great country. And then I'm thankful for all the veterans that have given their lives and well, even if they didn't give their lives, they gave much sacrifice much to fight for our liberty. And so I'm real thankful for that. And I have one more thing on my heart. Our grandson, Joseph, is leaving this morning for the Air Force. So I thought this was a good day to leave for the Air Force on Memorial Day.
It is. And you know what? He's going to be doing fine.
Oh, he is. I'm just going to miss him. It's wonderful for him. He's going to do lots of exciting things, jump school, survival school, I don't know, all kinds of things. But he's leaving for basic training today Texas. So
how
anyway,
fitting.
Like I've been missing him. It's great.
You tell him our prayers are with him and that, you know, it's what he's doing is a great thing.
It is. I'm really proud of him. Jim and I both are really proud of him and all his family. And we had a great going-away party for him and another pizza party yesterday. We're all behind him.
Great.
Well, I tell you, what's his name?
Joseph Taylor.
Okay. I tell you what, when he comes back for leave, you give us a call. We'll get him in here.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
All right,
I'll tell him.
All
thanks,
right.
Roberta.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Cheryl, good morning.
Carl, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
I just pushed the wrong button here.
For a service.
Yeah.
And my dad and my uncle and Dave's dad and his uncles and our son. And I wanted to thank you for a great ride.
Oh, my gosh, that was great.
You know, we're going to talk about that, you know, as soon as we finish talking with you.
We talked about you hitting the bumps last night.
Oh, Missing in America Project. We're talking about that. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. But one of the things that Cheryl's talking about is that when you ride in formation, which we did, and you go from Sacramento to Reno and there's potholes, you can't go around the potholes. So I think they should do fancy mouth guards for women that ride in the back.
Yeah, something with, you know, what, Kevorkian crystals or something like that in them?
Not Kevorkian, honey. That's the guy that...
Oh, yeah,
no.
Okay.
It's called Savorsky.
Right. Oh, Savorsky. I knew it was something like that.
Anyway.
Hey, Cheryl, thanks a lot.
Cheryl, thank you.
And give Dave our best. And you know what? You know, he's a hero, as is your family.
That's right. They are. And we'll see you guys today at the services.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great,
you know, before we move on to our next caller, let's talk about this real quick. The Missing in America Project, we've talked about it, you know, numerous times. Taking the remains of our service, our fallen heroes, two Silver Star recipients and a Medal of Honor recipient from Reading all the way back to Arlington to be interred back there. And it started last Wednesday right here in Reading. And we left from Reading and went down to Sacramento, most of us on motorcycles. There was a chase vehicles, you know, trailers, because in case everybody doesn't make it. There was a 25-foot motorcycle there, a trike ridden by Dave the Indian, Dave Bestway, who was on the back of his vehicle were the remains in a beautiful, beautiful oak carrier.
And a bear skin.
Yeah, bear skins up. And
he had all kinds of skins on
that. And
then
Linda Hartman, our county supervisor, who is kind of in a chase vehicle in an RV pulling another trailer. Now,
with all the sponsors,
if you go to the ShastaLaker.com, they have an update of everything that's happened every day. It's like a blog with photos. ShastaLaker.com, or go to our website, freefireradio.com. It's on the front page there. Just click on it and you can see what's going on. But they are moving across America right now. They've hit hard weather, but they're back out and they are moving fast and they're going with a number of riders.
Let's talk about what happened quickly when we left. The group left from the Veterans Hall and we headed down south on 5. And in Orland, or in Corning, there was an overpass. And that overpass was filled with people waving flags, people saluting, people in uniform, and that was just wow. That just hit us like a ton of bricks. And then the cover of a magazine photo op of a lifetime. It was so moving. I bawled for like 15 minutes after that. It just moved me so much.
And a gentleman, obviously a World War II veteran, Korea or World War II. Was standing alongside the road.
In a field,
holding an American flag, and he had his service cover on his head, saluting as we all rode by. You talk about a touching figure right there. He's a man that was obviously, you know, somewhat elderly, paying his respects to those heroes going by. Just as so many others have, and how Reading in the North State has come behind that project to make sure that they could get across the country. And, you know, Redden, you got a hell of a lot to be proud of, North State. Marie, good morning.
Good morning. I want to honor my uncle that served in both World War One and World War Two. He joined World War Two because his son joined. And unfortunately, his son was a paratrooper. But I also want to honor my mom and my dad for being a ship worker, and my mom for being a riveter.
Oh, that's great.
And I really appreciate your program. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you. This is lovely to hear. This is very moving. We've got to take a short break here. Do keep calling 221-1402 and... memorialize those you love. Just say thanks to the veterans that have touched your lives as well. We'll be right back after this. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, those Air Force guys. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a true patriotic business. Find its tobacco emporium in the North State, California, maybe even west of the Mississippi. Espresso Joe's, that coffee. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support our veterans. They are great Americans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bill, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You're on.
Yes, good morning. I want to join you in honoring all of the veterans who served in the various wars, and I don't think there's any way we can truly thank them for it. But I also want to remember the forgotten men who served in the Merchant Marine. Many of them lost their lives. Many of them served in prison camps, and they are totally forgotten. And I would just remind people to think of them also today.
Those are the ones that they were civilians on ships that were taking supplies throughout the on the oceans throughout different theaters whose ships were sunk.
Yes.
They even though they weren't in the service, they were doing the same type of job, and they were exposed to the same amount of danger, if not more.
Exactly. And I served in the Merchant Marine, and I was at Leyte in Manila. And because of that, the government granted me veteran status in 1988.
But
I was fortunate that I survived. I had no problems. But I just like to remember those who did lose their lives and served in the prison camps. And by the way, they got no compensation for that.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, we'll... And I've heard about this before. They were doing service for our country, and yet they seem to have been ignored. I'm glad, though, that you were recognized by our government.
And brought that to our attention and our listeners.
Yeah.
Maybe something can be done about that here in the future.
Well, you know, just to give you one example, during the early part of World War II, the Lend-Lease program, we were sending supplies to Russia. And I don't know if you've heard of what they call the Murmansk Run, but over half of the merchant ships were sunk in that particular run. And that was just one incident.
That I am aware of that, and the Merchant Marine took tremendous casualties during the war. And, Bill, thank you so much for your phone call, and thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Seth, good morning.
Good morning.
You're up.
I just wanted to thank you guys for your program. Listen a lot, very seldom call. I'd like to honor a few military personnel. Uncle Ivan, who served in World War II. My nephew, who served in the Navy. My other nephew is currently EOD in Okinawa. My son, who's in the military. Two brother-in-laws, retired Air Force. And numerous friends, and you as well.
Well, you know what, Seth? Thank you so much. That must be a heck of a reunion we all get together, huh?
Just had one. It was unfortunately everyone couldn't make it, but we had about 40 for dinner. It was nice.
Oh,
that's great. Hey, Seth, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. You know, I like to thank, as long as we're thanking people, you know, I'm thank, you know, like I said, my parents who were both in the service. In fact, they met on a troop ship coming home from Europe, and your father, Tom, who's in the Navy and served in Korea.
Well, tell him your mother's story.
Well, no, we've got too many people on the line, and that'll be some
another
time.
All right.
But, yeah, it was a great story and how they met. But I also want to thank, you know, the rest of my family, too. My cousins, Jim and Larry, both in the Army. Jim was wounded severely in Vietnam. He was a helicopter pilot with the CAV. Wounded, eventually lost his leg. My Uncle Jim, who lost his leg during the Battle of the Bulge, World War II. My cousin Tommy, who retired as a colonel in the Army National Guard. My brother-in-law, Steve, who was in the Navy. So we've all pretty much, and then their kids. In fact, my cousin's son, Tom's son, is in Afghanistan right now. Kyle is. He's a career Army staff sergeant over there.
I also want to thank all the National Guard. That brings to mind all the people who've served in the National Guard, ready to be called up at any time. Even if you never were called up, you still, and they call, some people will say, the weekend warriors. Well, those weekend warriors have been called up and have saved people's lives. So thank you for being ready and taking that on.
Yeah, I met some of those weekend warriors over in Iraq. That was their third tour over there. You know, they had more time in country than the regulars did. Nancy, good morning.
Yes, good morning. On behalf of the military folk in my life and also in the workplace, several of my staff have military people, and as a part of United Way's SOS, a Support Our Soldiers program, put together to honor those who are in need as our soldiers, like with the stand down that you guys were involved with. Things, my son served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm so proud of him. He's out now, but he's helping build Black Hawk helicopters for the military, so he's still involved that way. My father, who is deceased, was in the Navy, or Air Force, I mean. Two uncles, a great uncle, and an aunt also serving in the military. I salute you all. I'm so proud of you, all of you, for serving our country, laying your lives on the line, and making a place of freedom and comfort in our homes here in America. I'm so proud of you all. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nancy, thank you. Thank you for your call. And thank you. You know what? You raised your son. He was there. So that's great. You know, thank you so much for your service. You were a mom.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes that's tougher when because you had to sit there every day not knowing what was going on.
I know, but pray.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, and bless you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, we've got to take a quick break here. We've got, you know, Alice, you're up next after this break. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is Memorial Day. This is the time to call in and thank the veterans and your family, your friends, for laying their lives on the line for us. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Are you standing up?
Oh, I just had to let that one go. Oh, yes. Hey, Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning.
I just wanted to give a Memorial Day thanks to all of the veterans and the existing troops and all of the people who have supported the United States over the past 200 years. And happy Memorial Day and Veterans Day to everybody.
Well, you know, it's, I know John, and, you know, and John and I don't agree on everything. But the things that we agree on, just like with Frosty, are the important things, that our country is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that we need to keep our freedoms. And, you know, freedom means something different for everybody. But our veterans and our warriors that are out there right now believe that they're keeping our country safe. They truly believe that. They are truly, we are blessed to have the type of individuals we have out on the walls right now guarding us, and the ones that have come, that have been in the past. So, John, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Carl, I got a couple little things to mention. I'm real concerned about what's gone on with North Korea over the past 2 days. And I think that we are very possibly in a position where we're going to have to take some action pretty soon. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. That's on a heavy note, and you can talk about that when you want to, probably another show, but it's an issue right now that's really important.
I think that people need to realize just how important this is.
It's
that 3 o'clock phone call.
Absolutely.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. But, yeah, but it'll be on a later show, not today.
Okay. Now, the last thing I want to say is, what a wonderful show the other night. The
Senior Idol.
Your Idol, and you guys got the winner right, Linda.
Oh, for those listeners who weren't there or haven't heard about it, the Saturday night show, I think, knocked people's socks off just how talented their seniors are 55 and older, but there wasn't anybody on stage that wasn't extremely talented. They were all great.
But team winners.
But the guy who won also won People's Choice Awards. In fact, his name is...
Ken Westbrook.
There you go.
Ken Westbrook, and I tell you what, if you had closed your eyes, you would swear you're at a major, you know, Broadway play with the guy singing the
music of the night.
This guy could have been anybody's best recording artist of the year.
Yes.
And he was really good. And
amazing.
750 people there.
And so, can I make a suggestion to you?
Yes.
You might want to have him sing a memorial song on your show on the 15th, if he's willing to do it, and if you want to have somebody else involved. He would really... send a real great message to the troops. What a
yes.
wonderful voice.
Well, you know, Linda's already thought of that, and we're trying to get a hold of John.
Wanted to mention it.
Thank
okay.
you.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
You guys have a great day.
You bet.
Too. Bye.
You know, we're gonna break here soon, so again.
We'll see you. Hopefully see you out at West Lawn at 10 or 12 o'clock. It's the Reading Memorial.
Longcrest.
Longcrest. What did I say?
West Lawn.
Oh, Longcrest. At 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock is the Reading Memorial Cemetery, which is right off of Continental. And the 12 o'clock will have flyovers, and we have a Medal of Honor, and it'll be
and
a great
recipient. And then at 6 o'clock at IGO. This is Carl and the Bot. Again, we just want to say thanks to our veterans, to the ones that put their lives on the line for our country for so long and will continue to do so. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?